News Talk 1620 WTAW, some art coming to the atrium of the Brazos County Administration Building. It's going to be the latest project of children in Brazos County Juvenile Services working with a local artist. 75,000 fingerprints will make up the mural of downtown Bryan in the atrium of the Brazos County Administration Building. You can see a copy of the mural design approved by county commissioners on our website at WTAW.com. First of three speakers about the Art for Life project, the program manager for the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley, Amy Salvaggio.
We wanted to come and seek the court's approval for finalizing our plan for a mural project for a program we call Art for Life, which is Art Reaching Teens for Life. And this program has been it's been working since about 2008 with the support of the county, and we've had over about 100 kids go through this program. And what this program does is it pairs up juveniles who are on probation or perhaps incarcerated and pairs them up with a local artist to get them involved in sort of some public art and get them contributing back to society. And so we've had about 100 kids go through since 2008. We've seen a significantly lower recidivism or re-referral rate between the kids that go in the program and the state averages. And a large part of that is due, I believe, to the good work that our artists put in with these kids, just spending time with them, positive time, encouraging teamwork, encouraging creativity, and kind of giving them something to do instead of letting them have a lot of downtime. And so we've worked very closely with Juvenile Services in this program, and we're seeking today to get the court's approval on a new mural that we actually would like to put up in this administration building. And last time we were here in August, we were talking about the program, and the court expressed interest in perhaps having a mural here. So our artist has done a mock-up, which is the last page of your packet there, and we're looking for some approval today to get that plan finalized so we can start moving forward with it. So I would like to invite, I have Linda Ricketson, Robert Person here as well from the Juvenile Services who are in support of the program. And I also have Mike Penny, who is the artist who is working on this program and will be working with the kids as well. So if you have any questions for them, we certainly can answer those.
So the pictures that you have here have not been painted anywhere yet, but these are just...
The first page are two previous murals that we have done. The first one is from the Neal Recreation Center in Bryan, and the one on the back of the first page is from the Brazos Valley Council of Governments building. And so those are the two most recent mural projects we have done. And the one in the Brazos Valley Council of Governments is actually very similar in style to the one that the kids will perhaps be doing in this building. And Mike can talk a bit about that style. He's the artist.
The next speaker is the artist in charge of the mural, Mike Penny.
The style, it's kind of an impressionistic style. The painting we did over the Council of Governments was created out of 100,000 fingerprints. And we're looking to do something similar actually right out there in the one big open spot. We can work on it off-site. It will be constructed of about 75,000, based on my calculations, about 75,000 fingerprints. It will be very bright, in fact. Something that are a little bit shinier that you're looking to keep too. Basically, I think we're here today to see if, kind of get y'all's take on this and see if there's anything, any changes you would like to make, anything any feedback you'd have.
The artist Mike Penny answered a question from County Commissioner Sammy Catalina. A copy of the mural is online at WTAW.com. Among the observations, there's a rendering of the signage for the LaSalle Hotel, but what about the Queen, both in downtown Bryan?
Actually, the Queen's on there. It's just the printout's difficult to see.
The artist, Mike Penny, was also asked about a person in the bottom left-hand corner of the mural.
That is actually a random musician from a First Friday.
Penny was also asked about two hands and arms reaching toward each other in the upper right-hand corner of the mural design.
Yeah, that requires some explanation because we're going to do. I'm going to do a little modification on that. I planned on actually darkening the skin on one of the arms, make it more African American and white. So just kind of a connection, if you will. Just the ethnic diversity and kind of coming together as community. That was my artistic interpretation. Yeah, I think once I change the skin tones. Maybe it'll be a little more obvious. And size-wise, we're looking, I think it's estimated about 8 by 12 feet. So a good sized mural.
The artist Mike Penny was also asked how long it would take to complete the mural, which again is being located in the atrium of the Brazos County Administration Building.
My goodness. That is going to be dependent on how often we can get together. We usually meet on Saturdays for about 2 hours. It's about, I mean, honestly, 2 hours of doing this is quite a long time. How long did it take us? 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah,
yeah, about 6 to 8 weeks to do at the Council of Government. Right. So we'd be looking at about the same amount of time.
Also addressing county commissioners about the mural is Linda Ricketson, the Deputy Director of Community Services for Brazos County Juvenile Services.
And if anybody's wants to see these actually in person, like different projects we've done throughout the county, hey, you can, again, at the Council of Governments at Neil Rec. We've also have something at the Federal Building. It's not a mural. It's a replica of a Chinese warrior horse that was done. We've done 12 projects since this began. And usually we have around 8 kids each time because that's really enough for all of us. I mean, we usually go pick them up, supervise them completely, and then take them home. And so 8 kids is really about what we can handle and really get the project done. So anyway, but there's also something at the Bryan Public Library. There's a huge mural there, and then also a bench at the Larry Ringer Library. So there's stuff all over the community that we've worked with kids, with different artists, and it's just been an awesome experience.
Again, a recap from the Brazos County Commissioners meeting of a mural that will be put together by 75,000 fingerprints of children in Brazos County Juvenile Services depicting downtown Bryan. It'll be located in the atrium of the Brazos County Administration Building. Copy of the mural design is online at WTAW.com. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.